Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We're starting the Gemara right after the Mishnah. And we start off with a shtickle tragedy. A Shemeres Yovim that Nebuch passed away. And the question is, who is responsible to go and bury her? Who's responsible to pay for the funeral expenses, etc.? So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is because we said yesterday in the Mishnah that a Shemeres Yovim has a very interesting din. We had a machlokes b'shamay b'sil, but we're going according to b'sil. That b'sil says in the Mishnah that once the Shemeres Yovim Chas Shalom passes away, her ksuba goes to the Yorshei Habal. The ksuba means the $100 or the $200, or the Tosefes ksuba goes therefore to the Yovam. He's the Yorshei Habal. Nechosim hanichnosim vayoytzim ima, which is referring to the Nechsei Malug, goes to the Yorshei Av, which means to her mishpacha. So therefore, this ksuba, now that it's finally being paid out in a sense, because unfortunately she has passed away, so it's not being paid out because she did pass away, and her husband passed away. So what happens now with the ksuba and with the nechsim malug? The ksuba now is going to belong to the yovam, and the nechsim malug is going to belong to her family, which means to her father, to her brothers, etc. So now the question is, since everybody's getting a piece of the action, who has to go and now have to pay the expense of the burial? Is he boiluhu? Shemeres yovam shemesa. Mikoyba. Yorshei habal kavila. When we use the term Yorshei Habal, that means the Yovam. He has to go and be koyver her, the koyarsi ksuba, because after all, he's going to retain the ksuba. Otherwise, the ksuba wouldn't have been paid out to her. But since she is no longer, he's going to hold on to that ksuba.
Oidilma Yorshei. That includes the Nechsetzem Basel also.
The Chori, yeah, but our Gemara doesn't go into the Nechsetzem Basel. Oidilma Yorshei Av Kavrilo, or maybe her family is koyver. Why? The koyarsi and the chasm and the chasm. They get back all the Nechsetzem Malug. So since they've gotten back all of this property, perhaps they're the ones that should go and be koyver. It's Amr of Amram. Toshima, let's go and be poishit. The Sanyu will end in a brisa. Shemeres Yovam Shemeisa. Oh, our very case. The Shemeres Yovam that passed away. Yorsheha. Now, which Yorsheha? The Yorshe Ksuba. So those at Yashin Ksuba. Meaning the Yovam side. Very explicit. Chayovim Bikfurasa. Oh, very, very good. Easily we've been poishit.
Not her father's family.
Exactly. Not her family, but the Yovam's family. It's Amr Abayim. I'll bring you right from another brisa. First day the brisa. Almona nizoinis me nechse yesoim. This we know this already from our home mesechta. Then almona, during the time after her husband passes away, then the yesoimim have to continue supporting her and giving her mezoinis. How long did they have to give mezoinis? We already had a machloikis about this earlier on in our mesechta, between the minig that they had, the Anshi Yerushalayim, and between the Anshi Yehuda, whether or not she can go and get her food until she decides to remarry. Well, the Anshi Yehuda said they can go and cut it short by giving her a ksuba, and then the mezoinis ends. But bottom line is, until that point, the almana continues eating menechsi yisoyim. A masi deshalahan, because they are paying out mezoinis to her. It's just like when she was married, you give the mezoinis tachas masi adayim. Here too, she gives the masi adayim to them. Ve'ein chayim bekvurasa. If chas v'shalom the almana passes away, they do not have to pay for the kvura. Now, why don't they have to go and pay for the kvura? Explains Rashi, because a regular almana, not our shemeres yom, a regular almana who has children, now they're going to go and yarshin her ksuba. So therefore, when the yesoimim are paying out the ksuba to the yorshim of the woman, of the almana, those same children that are going to get now that ksuba, they'll use the ksuba funds for purposes of the kvura. But now the brisa continues on, the yorsheha, yorshe ksubasa, chayam mikvurasa. Her yorshim, who are going to yarsh in the ksuba, are chayim in the kvura. Now what the Gemara is bothered by is that l'choyret should just simply have said, yorsheha, chayam mikvurasa. Why does it say yorsheha, yorshe ksubasa, chayam mikvurasa? Zokti mar vezui, almona shiesh mashnei yorshim, by the fact that the brisa adds these two words, yorshik suvasa, it sounds like she has two groups of Yorshim. Right. Some that are Yorish X, and some that are Yorish, the Yorshik Suvasa. So who is that type of person that has two groups of Yorshim? Have you Mezushim Eres Yavam? What are Hutasetsi Yorshim? Like we said at the beginning of today's Gemara, that she has the Yorshik Suvasa, which is the Yavam side, and then she has the Yorshe Nechosim, HaNechnosim, VaYoytzim Ima, which is the Nachsim Alug, and that is from her side. So Shtei Dor Nebraisa, very clearly, like the top line, it's not that her side is responsible for the Kvura, but it's his side, the Yavam side, has to go and pay for the Kvura expenses. Amar Rava, V'leima ach ani Yorish ishtoi ein ani koiver. Why can't the Yavam go and say, I Yarshin from the Ach, and I'm not going to pay for the Kvura expenses of the Isha? What does that mean? Explains Rashi, after all, who is he receiving the ksuva from? We're saying Yorsheha Yorshe Ksuvasa. Who is that? That's the Yavam. The Yavam is now going to receive the ksuva. He says, what ksuva are we talking about? The $100 or the $200. That $100, $200 never belonged to the Shemeres Yavam. It always belonged to my brother, the Nifter. So I am Yarshining from him. What do I have to do with her? She's not my wife. And the ksuvasa that I'm receiving, if it would be her money, that's one thing. But I'm not taking her money. I'm taking my brother's money. So in Bazoi, so what do I have to do? Why do I have to be Kaiver? Abayi says, I'll tell you why. Because we come to the Yavam from both sides. What means from both sides? We tell them the following. Im achiv yoyresh, if you're yarshining your brother, yarshining your brother, Zuktarashi, means that you're taking over, you're filling the shoes of your brother. If you're filling the shoes of the brother, just like your brother would have to go and be koiver es ishtoi, then you have to be koiver es ishtoi. The main koiver es ishtoi. So if you're saying, no, you don't want to have this obligation to go and bury the wife, that is the sister-in-law, the Yavama, and you took ksuvasa. So don't hold the ksuva now for yourself and be yoyer ksuva. Take that ksuva and pay it out now to her mishpacha. And once the mishpacha will receive the funds, they'll use it for the kvura purposes. You want to hold on to the ksuva? Oh, you want to hold on to the ksuva? Then you know better, no worse than the original brother who you are now the successor to. And just like your brother would have had to pay for the kvura, so you have to pay for the kvura. So therefore we come to him from both sides. Azei zok tabayi tzuraf. Amalei. So Rava says back to Abaya, Hachi kamina. What I meant to say is the following. Ach, ani yoyrish. The Yerusha of the Ksuba comes from the Ach, because I received the $100 and $200 from my brother. That's not her money, that was his money. Es ishtoi ein ani koiver. I don't want to go and be koiver es ishtoi, it's not my wife. You Abaye just said now, boin ola mishnei tzedodim yita ksuvasa, ve'im ishem ksuva, loy nitna ksuva ligvois mechayim. There is no inyan of going and paying ksuva mechayim. In other words, as long as the Baal is alive, he wouldn't have to pay a ksuba. I am now fulfilling the shoes, I'm filling the shoes of my brother, and therefore I'm also not going to pay ksuba. When do you pay ksuba? After the husband died, or after the husband gives a get. There was no get over here. And the husband...
not totally in her all of a sudden.
I'm sorry?
It's totally in him, not totally in her.
That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying is, why are we mechayiv the Yavam? The Yavam can go and say, I only have to go and pay a get when either Chalila, I give a get. I have to give a ksuba, either when Chas HaShalom I pass away, or when I go and give a get. The Yavam, I'm now the successor to my brother. I'm still alive, Baruch Hashem. I didn't give any get, so I don't have to give any ksuba.
But
that's
the
what
fact
yeah.
He has a ksuba, it means he's meshuba to her kvura.
It was aktiva.
I mean, the ksuba itself you don't give to her until the end of the zalman of the marriage from his side.
Right.
From her side that she passed away. He's still responsible to give the ksuba in the form of...
Who's responsible?
The Baal, or whoever...
The Baal died. So you're saying the successor.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yoyin is asking the following kasha. He says, although the Gemara says correctly, nitna ksuva ligmois mechayim, that you only have to go and give a ksuva la'achar misa, but what happens in a normal, standard case, where you have a husband and wife, and chas v'sholem, the wife passes away. doesn't the husband have to go and pay the funeral expenses? And the answer is yes. Why does he have to? I'm sorry?
It's not because of ksuba. That's his own obligation.
The Gemara says earlier on, kfurasa tachas ksuvasa. The kfur is because of the ksuba obligation. It's the Mishnah back in the Mamzayin Midbeis.
So if you get the ksuba, you have to give the ksuba. That's what you're saying. Really?
He's not even married to her yet.
That's true. He's just the yavam.
So he doesn't even have an obligation. He doesn't have the marital obligation.
That's why he
has
to.
That's the
shayla. That's that. Those are the machlekes. Because of this shemeres yavam, that's why we have this whole tension here. Not only among ourselves, but also between Abaye and Rava, who's the one that has to. Yeah, same problem. Can you imagine if Chas v'Shalom would be in Nebuch and you have two sides and both you pay and you pay and you pay? This comes to the Torah.
The Zika means they are. They're Israeli. It's not Stam's brother's wife. It was, in a sense, his own wife also.
Dr. Chabai says it's my wife and therefore he has to go and bury. Dr. Rova and Nishka wife. Zika.
You can get the best of both worlds.
That's what Abai is saying. Go Mishnei Tzedodim. But Rabbi Yoina asked an excellent question before. What was Rabbi Yoina's question before? What did Rava Jets answer? Rava said, I'm yarshening the ksuba from my brother, not from her. I'm not going to go and bury her. It wasn't my wife. What about the ksuba obligation? There is no ksuba obligation. Mechai. And just like my brother didn't have to pay out a ksuba when he was alive, I'm not going to pay out a ksuba when I am alive because I'm just filling the shoes of my brother. Freitach Rabbi Yoina, and really he's paraphrasing what the Ritva asks, and the Ritva says, he's saying, I happen to be the successor to my brother. What happens in a classic case, forget about Shemeres Yom, a regular husband and wife lived together for 20, 30, 50, 60 years, she now turned 120, she passed away, the husband is 121, Baruch Hashem, he's Marach Yomim. Anyway, who has to go and pay for the Kfura? The husband has to pay for the Kfura. Are you going to know? You can't be goy veksuv mechayim. I'm still alive, Baruch Hashem. I'm not going to pay out a ksuv as long as I'm alive. That's not true. The husband does have to. Ksuvasit, kvurasit, tachas ksuvasit. And if he's saying, I am now taking over the shoes of my, I'm filling the shoes of my brother, and therefore it's as if my brother's still alive, mask him. If the brother was still alive, he would have to pay for the kvura. So now you should have to pay for the kvura. As we break the Ritva, this is what Rabbi Yoina is asking. And the answer the Ritva gives is, because the reason why the chum were misakin, that he has to go and pay the funeral expenses, even though there is no ksuv mechayim, is because he gets the benefit of the nadin that is given by the woman or the father-in-law when they get married. Every time a husband and wife get married, there's typically a nadin. Nadin means a dowry. So therefore, since the father-in-law brought in dowry, she brought in dowry to the marriage, so therefore part and parcel of that, the reason why we call that ksubasa is because the nadin is usually written into the ksuva itself. And the Gemara said before, even in those situations where Chas v'Shalom, the family is so poor that there was no nadin, since under normal circumstances people give a nadin
for 10%.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The Shmeres
Yom
is not the status.
The
Shmeres Yom also gets
the so that's where you're hitting the nail on the head. In other words, Zok the Yavam, if I would have been the original Chusin, and if I would have been getting the original Nadin, I would have given her a Kvura, I would have had every chief rabbi in town come and give a Hesped, 1,000 people, no problem, we'll be the Shens and the best Levi. My brother got the Nadin. I'm just stuck now with this Ksuva, which is just 100 and 200.
I inherit my brother. I inherit the Nadin.
It could be that that Nadin has already been spent and invested and used.
See, that was my question with the Nesset Sambazel. Yeah. That's part of the
Nesset. That's why the silent band. The Chayyid Gemara is going that there was no Nesset Sambazel.
Even without not knowing, he's getting the value of the Ksuba from his brother. He's Yershin. I mean, unless the brother was penniless and he's just inheriting a Koya.
So that's what the Ritva is saying. Out the 100 or the 200, Zokhtach, the Yavam, I am not getting that from her, I'm getting that from my brother. And therefore, I have nothing to do with her, I was never married to her, she was never my wife, and I never got that nadin either. So you want me to go and spend 100 or 200 from the ksuba for her? That 100 or 200 is not hers, it's my brother's. That's why Rova says, I'm off the hook. Says a buyer like you're saying, no, since she is automatically entitled to a ksuba by the fact that she was married, so even though under these circumstances, L'choira, the Yavam can go and say, I don't have to give her a ksuba because I didn't get a nadin over here. But nevertheless, the kvura is part and parcel of the ksuba, so therefore it's manavshach. If you want to pay out the ksuba 100 and 200, gizantai, pay the 100 and 200 and let her yorshim worry about the kfura. But if you want to hold on to the ksuba and you don't want to pay kfura, then that's the shnei tzedodim, it's mamanavshech, one or the other. Either pay the ksuba and let them worry about it, or you keep the ksuba but you pay for the
kfura. So the kfura is collateralized by the 100, 200 or by the dowry? Which is
You're getting mixed signals over here, yeah, exactly. And you're puzzled. That's the Ritva's kasha.
That was the lashon. But also asks the wasa.
Yeah, but which part of the ksuba?
That it's also the nadanya.
Yeah,
nadunya,
which is also part of the ksuba.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how the Ritva explains our gemara, because over here
so
on
not
this
the ksuba of 100 to 200, the ksuba of the nadunya.
That's on the back.
Okay, right.
If you look at the Rashi about 12 lines from the top, ligvois mechaim, where Rava said that you ain't ani koiver because imshim ksuba loy nit the ksuba ligvois mechaim zuk Rashi, because kolz man shabal chai, as long as the baal is alive, he doesn't have to go and pay the ksuba. Vani bimkoim baal oimen, ich bin decha bimkoim, sho yisi metzapa lekoinza, because I was ready, willing, and able to do the yibum, and Nebuch, she passed away. So therefore, since I happen to be bimkoim the baal, since the baal doesn't have to go and pay a ksuba mechaim. If a husband and wife are living together, one morning she wakes up and says, husband, you know, I don't want to wait until this marriage terminates, pay me my ksuba now. There is no din of ksuba mechaim.
It's an issue.
One second, and therefore says now the yovam, ich bin doch jetzt the baal, because I am now the lebe dicke baal. I'm ready to marry her, and therefore I'm bim koim baal, like Rashi says. And therefore, just like my brother didn't have to pay a ksuba, I don't have to pay out a ksuba. Okay, maskim. But who's going to pay the kfur expenses? So since my brother didn't have to pay out the ksuba, I don't have to pay. I'm not going to pay the kfur expenses. But even if he was taka the baal mamish, the baal mamish would have to go and pay kvurasa tachas ksuvasa. So the major reason for that is because of the fact that the original baal received the nadin, or at least in most cases he would have received the nadin, therefore he had that his chayvus even mechaim. However, since I didn't receive the nadin, therefore I don't have any such din to go and pay for the kvur expenses. I don't have a din to go and pay the ksuva, because the ksuva is not nidin for chayim, and therefore I'm not going to pay nothing. That's rough. Yeah.
While the woman is Shomeres Yavam, she's waiting. What's happening to the property that was brought in as the dowry?
Yeah. It may have been eaten up already. They could have been married for 10 years and he used that nine years ago.
But if it's not used up, in the case of a regular Yavam situation,
yeah.
A man dies, his mother's waiting to do Yavam or Chalitza.
Right.
Meantime, the woman is a Shomeres Yavam.
Yeah.
The property is extant, there's income from that property. What's happening to income of that property? Who controls that property's income while we're waiting for Yibamus? But this is important right now.
It's very, very important. If it happens to be Nechse Malug, then that goes to her family. If it happens to be Nechse Tzoyin Barzel, we said in the Mishnah yesterday, Nechosim Bechezkosan. And you asked yesterday, what does that mean? And Rashi quoted from the Gemara Mesechus Yevamis, that in fact it's a machloikis what it means, Nechosim Bechezkosan. It's both in Yevamis and above a Basra, a machloikis whether Bechezkosan means it goes to the Yerusha Baal, because after all, they were working with it, holding on to it, or does it go to the Yerusha?
While she's alive, before she passes away, while she's alive, and there's property, the Empire State Building, and there's income,
right.
And there's expenses, and there's
Everything else.
Who controls that dowry property during the time of Zika? Because it seems to me that what we've done is we've moved the obligation for her funeral back into the it's connected that property against that dowry property. Who controls that property?
What is the property to in Basel, or is it Nechse
Malug? I'm asking both because
so Nechse Malug goes to her, Nechse in Basel goes to him. In terms of controlling the property, he is in control at all times during the marriage.
The Yavam is in control.
Not the Yavam, the original Baal is in control.
I'm asking during the time of Zika, the original husband, Ruvain.
Then it's all in her issues.
So it's all in her issues.
We said at the beginning, Shemes Yom Shenafel and Achosim, Moed Misham Beisil, Shemecheres and Senes Vakai. Okay? Anyway, back to our Gemara now. So the Masu, we have Machloik, the Betim, Abai and Ruvain. We have a Machloik is now between Abai and Rava, according to Abai. her Yovam, the Yorshik Suvasa, they are Chayim in the Kvura, and according to Rava, no, her Mishpacha is Chayim in the Kvura. And now we're going to have a number of questions back and forth to try to prove who's right and who's wrong. Zokti Gemara, Man Shamisle, now Abaye is asking now to Rava, Man Shamisle de Isle Medrash Ksuva. Who's the one that learns like you that you're supposed to darshan every word of the Ksuva? What does the Gemara mean by that? Gemara now is going to talk about Beis Shammai. This is a Beis Shammai that we had at the end of Mesechtes Yevamos. And it says at the end of Mesechtes Yevamos, what happens if, Chas V'Sholem, you have a husband that goes to Medinas Hayam, and now it's already 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and he has not returned, and everybody's noivis what happened to him, and only one aid comes back and says, I was at the Levaya, I know that he never passed away. Do we rely on that one aid or not? And we all know that min ha-Torah, of course, we would not rely on one aid, because al pishnayim aidim yakum dover. Especially the Gabi Erva, we learn dover, dover, mi mama, and you have to have two aid. Aha, izay bazoi. Can she remarry? Can she not remarry? What did we learn in
Mesechus?
That she can remarry. She's allowed to remarry. Everybody agrees. So that's all fine and dandy. What happens if after the Bezdin paskens that she's allowed to remarry, she goes to the same Bezdin and she says, and by the way, my husband left over a tremendous ksuva, I would like to go and collect my ksuva. Can she collect the ksuva or not? Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, if the Bezdin paskin that she's allowed to remarry, that means that they have paskin that her husband is dead. Because if the husband would be alive, she wouldn't be able to remarry. If the husband is dead, then you can go and collect the ksuba. Especially Beis Shammai says, look what it says in her original ksuba. The losh of the ksuba is, l'kishtenasi li'acher, titli mashakosav lichi. The original husband wrote in the ksuba, l'kishtenasi li'acher, when you get married to somebody else, titli, then you can go and collect the ksuba. Because as long as you have not remarried and you're staying in the base, the house of the original husband, then you continue to receive support and mezonos from the assignment. So you decide that you want to move out, you want to get married, gesundheit, and at that time, tilde mashikos of lichi. That's what's happening. She's being she's now becoming nesu le'acher. The Bezin just allowed her to go and remarry a second person, so she's entitled to get her ksuba. Zoktuch beisil yeyodus al zeze. Good. Als iguna, but als geld, you still have to have two aidim to go and prove that your first husband passed away. Bemisling Morris says in Mesechtes Yevamos, as I'm sure you recall, that ultimately Beis Hillel afterwards chozar and he learned like Beis Shammai. But at least lechatchila, Beis Shammai was the one that said she gets her ksuva now when she gets married, and Beis Hillel disagreed. What was the basis of following of Beis Shammai Svara? Based on the lashon of the ksuva, that the ksuva says, "Kshnasi la'acher til mashkosav lichi." Aha, and therefore that's who you, Rava, are relying on when you're saying lo nitna ksuva ligmis mechayim, because as long as the husband is still alive and she's not getting married the acher, and now the yovam is still alive and she's not allowed to get married to anybody else, so therefore she's not entitled to get her ksuba. Zoktach yetz abaye, rhetorically, if you will, to Rava, that you're saying like nitna ksuba lifungus mechayim, it's because you are learning like Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai darshins the words of the ksuba literally, and now literally, since you cannot, this woman cannot marry the acher because she's stuck in the zika, she's a shemeres yavam, therefore she's not entitled to get her ksuba at this point. However, even according to Beis Shammai, v'shemina lulu Beis Shammai di amri shtaru oimin ligvois ki gavri dami. Beis Shammai holds that any person who's holding on to a shtar, if you have a malva and a loiva, the loiva borrowed the money, he is still holding on to the money, but the malva is holding on to the shtar, we don't deem it as if the malva has to go and collect the money from the loiva, we deem it as if he has already collected the money from the loiva. Well, what do you mean? How, where do you see something like that? In Mesechta Soita, which we're going to learn in another couple of Mesechtas, Lehen Achuli Shasu. We're now going to Hilchis Soita. What happens if a Soita unfortunately had Kinu Vestira and the husband is now taking her up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Mikdash? And guess what? En route, the husband passed away. Probably from a lot of headache and aggravation from this whole story, but he passed away. Achuli Shasu, and they didn't have a chance to go and drink yet from the Mayim Hamorim inside the Beis Mikdash. Okay. One thing is certain, you no longer go ahead with this whole shtia and bringing the carbon, like the Gemara is going to say in another moment, because it said in the pasuk, "Vehevi ho ish es ishtri ala koyin."
There's no
ish anymore.
She goes home.
Sorry,
she goes home with
the. He has a tainer, but he cannot fill the shoes in this case.
So he could only fill the shoes sometimes, for purposes of yibum v'chalitza, not for purposes of the mashke.
That's passive or ish.
Oh, ish.
He's not an ish.
Exactly. Anyway,
she kills him on the way.
No, we're not to chas v'shalom. Then, if they're to aid him, then she'll get misa for another reason. Anyway, it's a misa masa the ganzi chef. It's a misa balei machloi shasa. If the husband died before they had a chance to drink, okay. So now the husband is dead. The Bishami people say that now this woman can go to Bezin and say, my husband died, it's like a classic case, I'm now an almana, I deserve to get my ksuba. I can't drink because of the heavy issues each time. Beisil says, either they can go and drink the Maimarim, or they don't get a ksuba. And of course, immediately the Gemara jumps up and down. Oy, shoysois! You're telling me that according to Beisil, we give her a brayer to go and shoysa? Then how can Beisil say oishoy? Says he won't know. Now Beisil didn't mean that literally. He meant to say Ella. Oishoy mean if they could have drunk, they would drink. But since they cannot drink, then they don't get the ksuba. And that's what Beisil means. Because they in fact do not have the option of drinking. Because Nebuch the husband passed away, therefore they don't get a ksuba. That's Beisil. But let's go back to Beishamai. Vojok Beishamai. Beishamai omrim noitlois ksuba veloi shoises. Frank Zimara, I don't understand why. I don't know what the story is with this married woman. Savik Zanois comes on that she was Mizana, and there's no way to prove it any longer because the husband passed away. Savik Zanois, or maybe she was not Mizana. And if she in fact would have been Mizana, then she would not be entitled to receive her ksuba. How do you allow out the Savik that she should go and collect her ksuba? Zokta Chabai, I'll tell you why. Because Kasabi Bisham. She holds on to her shtar, and that shtar says she's entitled to her ksuba, even though at this point I have a suffix whether she was mizana, not mizana. However, she already collected it previously. How did she collect it? Because shtar had nigva,
how could she collect it if she collected it already? That's strange.
Yeah, okay, but the point is that legally it's as if she already received it, and therefore it's not just the mechanics to go and transfer the property from him to her, but she has all the legal rights already pre-existing prior to this masnas. She's like a muchzik. So now that being the case, getting back to our Gemara, finishing off what Abayi was saying to Rava. Rava, the reason why you say that the Yovam does not have to be koiver her, because he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Aye. And why didn't he have to pay the ksuba? Because you don't have to pay a ksuba mechaim. You only have to pay a ksuba achar misa sabat. And you're saying that the Baal is still alive. You're still alive. And therefore you don't have to go and pay the ksuba. Now, who would hold this din of not having to pay the ksuba? This would be Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai would interpret literally the shtar like you're interpreting it. That only likishinasi leploini, or likishinasi liacher, titli mashikosav lichi. That only when you get married, then you're entitled to get the ksuba. And when the Baal is still alive, you're not entitled to get married to anybody else. So therefore you don't get your ksuba. And you're saying the same thing applies now to the Yovam. Since there's the Zika to the Yovam, she can't marry anybody else. And the Yovam is bimkoim the Baal. So therefore you don't get your ksuba. That's what you're telling me. No. That's what is a Beis Shammai dikka svara. Just like we find at the end of Masechtas Yevamos, Beis Shammai says, when a person that went to Medina Nisayam. But according to that Beishamai, it's also one that holds Shtar Oymer Levinsky Govidami. So it's as if she did get her Ksuva. And so what means she did get her Ksuva? If she did get her Ksuva, then how is the Yavam Yarshining that Ksuva? He's no longer Yarshining it from his brother, like you're saying, Ach Ani Yoyrish. You're Yarshining it now from the Shemeres Yavam, because it's as if she received it. It's Kigavidami. So you're not getting it from the brother, you're getting it from the sister-in-law, from the Yavam. Ah, you're getting the Kvura, you're getting the Suva from her. Then you have to go and pay for the Kvura. That's what Abai is saying to Rafa. Yeah, anyway, that's the dialogue Abai and Rafa. Frank Dimora, I don't understand now Abai. What is Abai saying? That Lemaisa, we go against the Yavam, Mishnei Tzedadim. What's Mishnei Tzedadim? We say, okay, if you're saying you're Yarshining your brother, just like your brother had an obligation to go and bury the wife, you have that obligation. You don't want to go and take upon yourself that obligation because it wasn't your wife. Then pay the ksuba, because you're saying you're not the brother, you're not the Baal, it's not your wife. Then pay the ksuba to the Yarshim, then let them go and pay for the kvura. But one way or another, you got to go and pay. Freit Gemara yet on Abayev or Beinon. After all, it does say in the Ksuva, "Likishnasi liacha titli machikos of lichi valeka." So in Bazoi, why can the Yovim say correctly, "I have no obligation to pay the Ksuva because you're not prepared litinasi liacha, you can't marry anybody else." So therefore, ein loy nitna Ksuva ligvois mechaim is choy rov is right. It's the Shver and Abaye. How does the Yavam, I'm sorry?
Since he's in the place of the Baal, he's not an Acher.
That's Gemara's Teretz. Amar Ravashi, Yavam Nami Ki Acher Dami. The fact that she's a Shemeres Yavam, so then Legabe, the original husband, this Yavam is an Acher. And therefore, Lekishinasa the Acher, here doesn't mean that she actually married. But when you're prepared to go and marry that Acher, who is that Acher? That's the Yavam. Then you're entitled to go and get your ksuba as they learned Abaye Pshat in the words of the ksuba. You should ask the Acher that Acher includes the Yavam. You're now prepared to marry someone else other than me, the original Baal. Therefore, you're entitled to get your ksuba at this point. So therefore, Zokta Chabaye, we tell the Yavam, Memanavshach, if you want to pay for the kvura, fine, no problem. You don't want to pay the kvura, then pay out the ksuba. But one or the other, and then you pay out the ksuba, then the Yorshin that received the ksuba will take care of the kvura expenses. Now, although there happen to be two dots, we continue on with the same Gemara. And Shalach le'Rav l'Abaye, Rav is now asking Abaye, but he didn't ask him directly. He asked him through a messenger. He asked him, Biyad Rav Shemaya bar Zeda. Abaye, you obviously hold that you can be goyve a ksuva mechayim, umi nitna, umi nosna, ksuva lithgis mechayim. Is it possible that when she be goyve ksuva mechayim? Remember, that was the whole svar of Abaye, that Abaye says, we say to the Yavam, if you want to pay for it, pay the kvura expenses, good, you don't want to pay the ksuba. Zokta chrova, loy nitna ksuva ligvis mechayim. But Abaye disagrees, and he says in this case, yes, nitna ksuva ligvis mechayim. As a haltir, Vatanya, let me show you a braisa. Reb Abba Oimer, sha'alti es sumchus, haroitza shiimkar benechsi ochiv keitzen hu oisa. Back to our Mishnah that we learned yesterday, there's a special din by a Yavam, that a Yavam who is taking over for his brother, the ksuba is not on his nechosim, it's on the nechosim of the original mess that Nebuch passed away, and all of those nechosim are achroin to the ksuba. So much so that the Yavam is not allowed to sell any of those nechosim, he has to keep them until the end of his marriage with the Yavama. But he's not allowed to go and sell any nechas. And in fact, this is a major chumrah, if you will, on the Yavam that doesn't apply to a Baal. By a Baal, even though all of his nechasim achroim leksuva seich or leksuva sa, nevertheless, he's allowed to go and sell any nechasim that he wants to. And if Chas v'Shalom passes away, he wants to give a get, then she can go and collect mimishubadim from all those properties that he sold. A Yavam, however, cannot go and sell the brother's property. All those properties have to remain in his rishus until the termination of the marriage between the Yavam and the Yavam. Why is it taka that chumrah on the Yavam? Zog le mefarshim. So Rashi here a little bit, and the Mefarshim explain more, because we're afraid that he's going to neglect the property of his brother, because after all, it's not his property, it's his brother's property, and he'll go and dilly-dally, sell it, get rid of it. No. Chavraman, you have to hold on to all that property, because we want to make sure that her ksuba is going to be paid. And the best guarantee that the ksuba is going to be paid, if the property is extant, it's not sold, it's not misplaced, it's here, and that you're going to go and use that ultimately to go and pay your ksuba if the ksuba obligation arises. So therefore, he's not allowed to go and sell it. What happens if the yavam does want to sell the other property? After all, the whole ksuba is 200, 300, 500, whatever. He left over $1 million worth in the chazim. I want to be able to go and sell and be able to invest it and make and do and buy a house and give a nod and a ganze geschäft. So he was like, what should he do to be able to go and sell those in the chazim? Says now, Sumchis, I have zwei eitzes. Im koyin hu, if the original Baal, and presumably also the Yavam. Normally, if one is a Kohen, presumably the other one is also a Kohen. Im Kohenu, Yasa Suda B'Yafayis. He should do just like we find in the Megillah, that Achashverosh wanted to feel happy and divulge all the secrets, and he made Agantza Sidik Doyla. See here too, the Kohen should make Agantza Sidik Doyla. He should make her the guest of honor, and how much I love my wife, or what a tzedekah she is, and as a Baalas Ches, and as a Gutzkeit, and as a Feinkeit. And then he goes over to see what cover I did for you. Do me a favor, I'm going to go and set aside this and this property here in corner 91st Street for your ksuba of your original Baal. Tima Toivin, waive your rights and let me sell everything else. That if he's a coin. In Yisrael, if he's Yisrael, what he can do is Megarish beget. They can agree between themselves. I'm going to give you a get, but I'm not giving you a get because I don't love you. I love you, tremendous. Yeah. I'm giving you a get because now I'll be able to go and free up the Nechosim from my original brother. And what will I do? So Rashi has two different options. Of course, he's going to pay the ksuba, absolutely. But once he pays the ksuba, now that frees up all the other property, and all the other property, he was the yoirish. So therefore, there was $1 million of Yerusha, $500 of the ksuba. I'll keep the other $999,500 for myself. Here's the gun to $500. I Nebuch, I'm going to marry you again. Biyachsi, he'll marry you a second time. And the second time, says Rashi, Rashi has a ganze cheshbon whether he's going to use the original ksuba or new ksuba. Let's assume, like the second pshat of Rashi, that he's going to give a brand new ksuba. And that brand new ksuba is like any husband and wife, that although all of his nechasim are achroin, and all of his nechasim will include now the original brother's nechasim, but now he's allowed to go and sell them, and if and when he has to pay out the ksuba, she will have a lien on his nechasim, and she'll be able to collect from the mishubat. We didn't give this example by the koyin naturally, because if the koyin would be megarish beget, he can't take it back. So therefore, the koyin had to make this lavish suda and make her feel good, and then she waves a right and she's moichel. But Yisrael, I have a better right, sir. He can go and give the get. She collects her ksuba from the original baal. Now all of those nechasim have been freed up for everything. Now they belong to the yavam. The yavam will remarry her, make a brand new ksuba, and that ksuba will takabi achroi on all of his nechasim. But his nechasim is allowed to go and sell, and the original baal's nechasim are part of his nechasim now. He'll also be able to sell.
Why is that a better eitza? It's so complicated. If they love each other enough to remarry each other right afterwards,
only better in the sense of money. Making a lavish suda, especially today, if you go to Waldorf Astoria and you have to go and hire a fancy photographer and meet a musician and meet a ganze machitza and flowers and flowers.
Just to save on the cost of that.
Exactly. All he has to do is he goes to Bezin, it'll cost him $250 right out of get. They'll pay her off, and 2 minutes later he'll go and have a private ceremony. Meet the Masada get will be Masada Kiddush. He'll take another $100 and the lady can the ganze masa back on me. Yes, it's on some getting here.
Is that you get valid if you're divorced and Almanas laughs there? Because of
the safer creases,
is that
she gets
you
the other?
Yeah,
he could change his mind, really, and not marry her.
Yes, it would be valid. It would be valid. It would be valid. It has to be valid over here, because if it's not valid, and you have Gantz Shailas, the Gabe, he's being marrying an Erva, he's marrying his Grusha Sochi, if he's married, not
a mother. I'm sorry?
This already after
she was Koinus.
He was Koinus, sir, and now they're husband and wife, and now after that, a day later, a month later, a year later, gives her a get, and then he marries her immediately after that. Maybe you have to wait for 3 months or not. That's basically shinish. Normally you have to wait 3 months after that, but it could be the same husband and wife. You don't have to wait because you don't have to. You don't have to be machin.
Who's the kid is?
Yeah, but maybe that's like plug. Okay, that's something. Kick in shulchan aruch. The gabi machzim yishosa. Whether you have to go and wait 3 months or not. Anyway, zokti marietz. That's what Reb Abba. That's what the Reb Abba asked Simchas, and that's what Simchas answered to Reb Abba. Ichob deretz. Freit yetz rove to Abaye. According to you, Abaye bisolke daitach nitnak suvelig veis mechayim. If you're telling me that a wife can be goyver her ksuva when the husband is still alive, like you're talking about over here, that she gets her kvur expenses because you hold that a ksuva can be received mechayim. Niyachad lo shir ksuva v'ashar lizbin. Why don't you go and say every time by a yovam and a yavama? Why can't you go and say I'm going to go and set aside in a special escrow account with a special trustee, with a ganze document, put away the $500, $1,000, whatever, to go and cover your ksuba and let him go and sell all the rest? Is the chayra raya from this dialogue of Abin Sumchas that you cannot be goy the ksuba mechaim and you cannot do this aitza? Why does Rava go and pick up on a brisa of Reb Abba and Sumchas? Let's go to our Mishnah of yesterday. What did it say at the end of yesterday's Mishnah? He shouldn't go and say that I'm taking your ksuv and I'm putting it away on the table. It's an interesting expression that he says, I'm putting it on the table. He should say, I'm putting it in a bank account. I'm putting it in a... What's happens on the table? So Rashi says, because we're talking about that the husband, Lemushel, was a shulchani. Shulchani means that he was a money changer. And a shulchani, of course, is related to the word shulchan. And therefore he says, you see this drawer of this shulchan? This drawer is not going to be my currency that I use in exchanging. This is going to be miyuchad for your ksuba. So that's the lashon al shulchan. Anyway, but the point is...
But shuls, when you say a thing is often tish, you mean it's public.
Ah, okay. But you don't want ksuba money to be public because quickly it'll be dispersed, displaced, misplaced. Right? Not exactly. Anyway, it's menachem v'chal l'shulchan. Ella v'shteit n'mishta kol n'chosav achroin l'ksuba sa. As we state in the Mishnah, and therefore you see from the Mishnah already this concept that you cannot be miyached a portion for the ksuba and sell the rest. So what are you picking on Simchas for? It's the chunz of the Mishnah. Elamai, what are you going to go and answer? Nishka kashv in the Mishnah. Eitze toive kamash malon. Because the Mishnah is telling us an eitze toive. What means an eitze toive? That be'emesins konzaim ikadadina, maybe he could go and sell all of the mechosim and be miyached a certain amount on the shulchan. But the problem is, Zotrashi, Eitzatoyva Shemi Yoivdu HaMetaltlin. Maybe the Metaltlin will get lost. Venim says, Beloi Ksuva, and she doesn't have a Ksuva. And therefore, you'll have to write a new Ksuva. You'll have to find new Nechasim. So the point is, maybe our Mishnah is not telling you a halacha. The Mishnah is telling you an Eitzatoyva. After all, never the first brother passed away. And therefore, who's going to watch over all of his Nechasim? I'll put away a few hundred dollars for you to take care of the Ksuva. That few hundred dollars was up to Chbari. The money won't be here at the time of collection of the ksuva. I'll bring you a raya that that's pshat in the Mishnah al Zaytza Toiva. Because let's go weiter, Diloitei Mahachi, Sefer Diktoni, let's continue on in the same Mishnah of yesterday. Uncharacteristically, the Mishnah went and changed totally from the case of the Yavam and the Yavama. The whole Mishnah is focusing on Shemeres Yavam. And at the very end of the Mishnah, it says, V'chein l'yomer odom li'ishtoi. A man should not say to his wife, Harik suvasech menachas loch ala shulchan, el kol nechosim bachron leksuvas ishtoi. Freik the Gemara, I don't understand what you're talking about. Are you telling me that a regular husband is not allowed to go and sell property? Of course he's allowed to sell property. What's going to happen if Chas Shomi passes away or he gives a get? She'll be able to collect from the Mishubadim. So why does the Mishnah say that the same thing applies V'chein, L'gabi, a husband and wife, L'yoyim Adam L'ishtoi, that the Ksuvasei Monach is Loch HaLashulchan? He's allowed to do that. Me'ikad Adina. Elo, what do you have to go and say? Eitz HaToy V'Kamashvulon. HaChaname Eitz HaToy V'Kamashvulon. And therefore, we have no raya from our Mishnah that the Yovam cannot go and sell the other Nechasim. I mean, maybe it's not Alt Eva Toiva. But I see clearly from Reb Abba and from Sumchas that a Yovam cannot go and sell the other Nechasim. Frekt die Gemara jetzt, frekt der Rabbi zu Abaye, according to you that hold, nitna ksuva ligvois mechayim, why didn't Simcha say I have even a better eitzah? Why does he have to tell about these lavish parties mit the koyin? Why does he have to go and say to Yisrael, go and write out a get? Let him go and be miyachet all the money and put it away on the shulchan or in a bank or somewhere else for her ksuva and then let him go and sell everything else. Adi halsach nitna ksuva ligvois mechayim. El Rebbe Kasha, tomorrow the Rebbe Nami Loi Kasha Mishum Eva. What's the Eva factor over here? Because if he's going to go and set aside money for the Ksuva and say, "Darling, this is the money for the Ksuva," La'acha made the Esem or La'acha the Get. So then she starts thinking to herself that night, he's certainly not planning to die in the next few days. That's for sure. So why is he putting away the Ksuva money? Maybe Chas V'Shalom he's thinking about giving me a Get. Ah, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound like this is going to be a happy marriage if he's already thinking about setting aside my Ksuva money. And therefore that could cause a tremendous amount of enmity in the family. And therefore it has nothing to do Me'ikadadina. Me'ikadadina, you can be Nigmas Ksuva Mechayim. That he's not supposed to go and sell the rest of the nechassim and set aside some of the nechassim, that's alt eva reasons. Aha. See, Gemara continues now with a similar story. Ahu gavra to nafal le yevomer bepum badisa boy ach vol mitzvah begitamine. You have a gavra to nafal le yevomer bepum badisa. What's the story over here? A person passed away and left over two brothers, two potential yevamim. As we know from Masechtas Yevamis, who's the one that has the first obligation, the primary obligation to go and be miyavim? The oldest one. Okay, so now this gavra, he's the oldest brother. Nafal yevamim b'medisa, yevamim fell to him from his other brother, the Nebuch passed away, and now he has to either give Yibam or Chalitza. So now, if he's going to do Yibam, what's going to happen to the whole Yerusha? It's going to belong to the Yavam. He's going to go and take over the whole Nachla. The other brother, the younger brother, says, "Uh-oh, it's curtains for me." Because the brother that passed away, he left over, he was a very wealthy guy, and he left over a lot of money. I'd love to go and share in that Yerusha. However, if my older brother is going to go Mimiyabim, he's going to get the whole Yerusha. What can the younger brother do to stop this in the tracks, that he should be able to go and get his portion of Yerusha? So he remembers from Sechse Yavam is, that is a din of Kivin Shleibana, Shevla Yivne. What means Kivin Shleibana? Once they make an affirmative act not to go and marry, Poshim Shat, that means if you did a Chalitza, Shevla Yivne, you can't go and do a Yibam after that. Once you have Chalitza, can't do Yibam. In fact, if you do Yibam, had Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, well, he'd be over on the original din of the Erva of marrying Eishes Ach, or not, because maybe the Chalitza terminated that. Okay, Machlekes. But getting back to our Gemara, says the other Bra, Eicha Ben Amdra Eitze. Instead of doing Chalitza, he gives her a get. And even though a get doesn't work mid der Eitze, it works mid der Rabbanan, the altar to go and stop the Yibam in its place. He can't go and marry. So now the younger brother, he decided he's going to go and give a get to the Yavama, passel her now for Yibam, and therefore that'll be the end. Somebody will have to give a chalitza and she'll be free. And guess what happens? We'll be able to split the Yerusha between ourselves.
Why a get versus
chalitza? You can give
Bakor,
chalitza she has to do.
Oh, is a good chalitza she has to participate, and the get you give Bakor, as I get Kizukt, and this you can do Ayyadei Shliach, you can't go and give a chalitza. Like we had in the Gemara a few days ago, just like by the tefillin, you can't do the shliach, right?
No, she can't refuse the get.
Yeah, she can't refuse to get the get can be bakar.
More cheder of ben gesh.
Yeah, that, right, exactly. Ben gesh, you now get
much
slighter.
What did
he
give him?
The second brother did give him. Yeah, apparently
that one gets all the money.
It is no question. Right. For some reason or other, he figured that wouldn't work. Maybe at least he had enough respect for his brother that the brother had to go first. But now he undermined his brother. It's what we call a classic kasha for masa. This is the way he wanted to go. Maybe the Yibam also has to be, if she's not willing to be miyabim, she'll run away. Anyway, point is, he gave her a get to go. He wants to go and give a get. Okay.
He doesn't want her as a wife. He wants the property.
We're talking this younger brother wants the property. Oh, does I? Now, Omalei, now the older brother that was the potential Yavam got wind of this. How did he get wind? Perhaps he was learning the Gemara, he was the Daf, and he found out, oh, that's what my brother's doing to me. It's Omalei, Ma Dadich, why do you want to go and write out a get and give it to the Yavama? Mishem Nechse, because you're smelling the money, you're smelling the cash. And Abenechse Belig Deloch, you know what? I have a good idea. I agreed to go and split the Yerusha of the brother that passed away. I'll split it 50-50 with you. Exactly. So now the question... I'm sorry? Oh, that's where we get to it. It's Amar of Yosef. Even the Amar Abanan Loi Lizbin, since the Abanan said that the Yovam is not allowed to go and sell any of the property. So what's that happens if he did sell the property? And here the Gemara is assuming that the dividing up the property, giving half to his brother, is as if he sold it. Which of course makes a lot of sense. So now the question is, what happens if the person violated this Din Rabbanan and he did go and sell it, or he did give it to the brother? Would it be chal or not? Would it be effective? In other words, b'diavad, did it work? So Rav Yosef, kim d'Rabbanan leiz v'zvin, avagav d'zavin leihav v'zvin v'zvinei. Even if he decided to violate and do b'diavad, he did go and sell it, it would not work, it would not be effective. And therefore, that the brother promised to give 50% to the other brother, gunish mekunish. Where do we see this? The sign within the Braisa. Mishemes, a person passed away. Viniach Shemeres Yavam. Viniach Nechosin b'meyamana. Meyamana was a huge, huge amount in the times of Chazal. Avo Bishi Ksuvasa ain't Alamana. Even though the Ksuva was only, I'd say, 100. For instance, she was an Almana, so she only gets a mana. And therefore, you have 100 times the amount of this mana. Lo Yimkar Shikol Nechosav Achroin Liksuvasa. He's not allowed to go and sell anything of this Ganti Yerusha, because all Nechosim of his brother are Achroin. That's exactly right, and that's going to be the tension now between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef's brisa is an excellent brisa, but it doesn't say anywhere that b'diavad it doesn't work. It just says loy timkar lechatchila.
We all know
that. You're telling me because since Rabbanan said loy yimkar, he's not allowed to go and sell. Therefore, even b'diavad it doesn't work. But now we learned in our Mishnah ourselves a couple of days ago. Beishamei omrim. We said at the very beginning of our pereg, what happens if you have the nechsei Melug, and it's Nechsei Melug that she received Koidim Shinis Arsa, and now she wants to go and sell the Nechsei Melug Ach Shinis Arsa. State in the Mishnah, if it was Mamish she received the Koidim Shinis Arsa, then everybody agrees Timkar. But if she received it Ach Shinis Arsa and she wants to sell it before the Nisuin, we had a machloikin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Timkar, she's allowed to go and sell this property Lechatchila because it fell Bershu. You remember the Gemara said, "Beisil Amr Loi Tim," because she's not allowed to go and sell it because maybe it was Bishusai. And since Beisil holds as a suffix, Elav Elav Moidim Shemachra V'Nasna Kayim. Even though Beisil said the Chachili are not allowed to, but if this woman, we're not talking about Shemeres Yom, just a regular Kala, she was an Arusa and she sold her property, and she was still an Arusa, not in the Suah yet, everybody holds B'diavad, it works. So I see very clearly from that Mishnah, even though the Chum said, Loi Timkar, the B'diavad, it still works. So Rabbi Yosef, your Raya from this price, a very Shvacha Raya. But we're not finished with the story yet. Shalchu lekav de b'chinin bar papi. This whole shaila went in front of Rav Chanina bar papi. Shalcha, and he responded, Rav Yosef, just like Rav Yosef said, that what? Just like Rav Yosef said, that whatever the Chacham said, you cannot tell, even b'diavad, it doesn't work. It doesn't work here either. So Abaye heard this. Remember, Abaye was the one that was arguing with Rav Yosef. And now he's saying, Omer Abaye, Otter Rav Chanina bar papi, kipi tolila. This is, of course, a very, it's a rhetorical statement. And what Abaye is saying is, I already had my machlokes with Rav Yosef, and I told Rav Yosef, your braisa l'choira is not a conclusive raya. It's only tung lechatchil and not tung b'diavad. Now you have a colleague. Who's your colleague? Rav Chanina bar papi. So just because Rav Chanina bar papi has joined your side, kipi, Rashi says kipi means nizam. Nizam means like rings, jewelry. So because Rav Chanina bar papi is now on your side, has he now added now jewelry and crowns on your head and crowns to the Svara? The Svara is still a bad Svara, says, or the Raya is still a bad Raya, says Abaye. The fact that you have now another colleague on your side, you haven't accomplished anything. The word kipi is like jewelry, like Nizamim, says Rashi. Just because he's on your side, does that make your arguments any better? It's the same problem still applies.
Was Rabbi's teacher, it seems a little bit mechutzav to...
No, was the Chachtani? Out in a dusse, the Tata, and they have to go and pass them correctly. Yeah. Anyway, now they've sent the same shalat to Rav Menyumi. Baruch Hashem. Now it's hard to say. But now Rav Menyumi is being very, very careful. And he said, if Rav Yosef in fact can find yet another raya, let me know, because maybe I'll change my mind. So therefore, keep me updated as to this machlokes between Rav Yosef and Abai. In the meantime, I'm at Abai's side, but if Rav Yosef can bring a conclusive raya like him, I can go and turn to the other side.
Maybe Abai also would change his mind.
Maybe. Einachanami. Says Imar Nofik Rav Yosef, Dok V'Ashi. Ah! Amizucht mitreft. He found another brisa. The sign he wished in the brisa. Harishahoyin no yishbi ochiv umeis v'niach shemeres yovam. You have two brothers, and one brother was married to his wife, and then you have another brother, and that brother borrowed money from the married brother. He borrowed money, and he, of course, he owes him. And I agree. I have a shtar. You're sure I'm going to pay him? No problem. Anyway, by the time the maturity date came to go and pay back the choiv, guess what happened? Nebuch, his brother Nebuch Rachman Lislan, passed away. And he's the only Yoyish. So what do you say to yourself? So he has to go and pay his brother, but then his brother would give the money to him anyway, because he has the Yoyish. So therefore, instead of taking from the right pocket and putting in the left pocket, just leave in the right pocket, right? You don't have to go back and forth. I'll eat it. Oh, but there's a Shemeres Yavam over here. So Lo Yoimar, this brother, the loive that owes the money, he shouldn't say, Hoilfsha ani Yoirish. Hechzakti, since I'm the Yoirish, let me keep the funds anyway, and I don't have to put them back on the table and put them back in my pocket. Ella, Moitzimi Yavam. We take the money away from the Yavam. Why do we take the money away from the Yavam? Because since the mess left over, we'll be finished in about 5 minutes. If you don't mind sitting in the front room, and then you can join us, okay? About 5 minutes will be fine. Okay, in the front room. Anyway, so Dr. Gemara, sorry for the trouble. Anyway, so Dr. Gemara, Ella mitzim yavam, we take the money away from the yavam. Why do we take the money away from the yavam? Because remember, there's still the shemeres yavam over here.
But she's the shemeres yavam. She's not an actual. She's not his wife yet.
Not yet. And this shemeres yavam, she wants to make sure that there will be a ksuba paid. And the ksuba was from the nechsi baal arishin. And the baal didn't leave over any nechasim, or maybe he did leave over any nechasim, but kol nechasim achroim leksuba sech.
And the chayv also.
That chayv is also part of the estate. So let the yavam cough up the funds, put it into the estate of the original Baal, and even though subsequently this Yavam and Yavama will hopefully get, Nisyama will get married, regardless, but the point is she wants to make sure,
when they get married,
if and when, and Miyat Hashem, yeah, but the point is that she wants to make sure that the Nechosim will all be there, so therefore Moitzien Meyavam, the Yikach Behen Karka, will now go and buy Karka so that the money doesn't get lost or dissolved or misplaced, and V'Oichel Peiris, like we had in the Gemara before, like by the Ksofim and the Tlushim. So what's the riot? Says Rav Yosef, I'll tell you the riot. If you're going to go and tell me that a Yavam is allowed to go and sell the Nechosim and anything
B'di-Evid.
So the Yavam can go and say, I already sold them B'di-Evid. How do they sell them B'di-Evid? Since I took money from my brother originally as a halva, so you're telling me I have to go and give the money back and leave it for the Shemeres Yavam, I have to go and buy a karka and give payers. No. I already took those monies and I already sold them. Who did I sell them to? I sold them to me. Because I used these monies already for investment. I used it to go and buy schnapps. But the point is that money was Milvaloid Sodnitna. So I use already those funds. So why do I have to go and bring them back? Make sure that there's enough Nechosim Miyucha Luxuvasa. If there's another $500 left to go and cover 200, 100, Mitha Toysefes, Mithagansamasa, I have enough. Why do I have to go and add those funds back and buy a karka with it? Is Lechoyda Araya from Dame Zukhtar Rav Yosef that even if he sold the property, it's not considered sold, and therefore you got to bring the property back. So these monies, which I've already used and sold, I got to bring them back into the estate. Medem bring to Araya Rav Yosef to his shita that once the Chacham said loytimkar afil b'diavad ain loyhav ezvin ezvin. Whether a Menyumi afterwards changes mind or not, we'll soon see. We're not there yet. Amalei Abaye, Dilma de Tomalei Avdulei. Who says that the reason why he has to return the funds to the estate is because he's required to do so? Maybe it's also Nochmul Alts Aitzatoy Vikamash Mulan. What's the Aitzatoy Vikamash Mulan? We want to make sure that there'll be enough money ultimately, and if you're not going to go and buy a piece of property, who knows if there'll be money later on. But not Meikaradin. Meikaradin, he can go and keep the funds, because even though the Chamzaloy Timkar, Bidiyavetz Vinas Vini, and therefore he could keep them. We're just nervous that there won't be funds available, so therefore, Alts Aitzatoy. This is what Abaye said to Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef was very upset now. Omalei, he said, look at what the Braisa said. Tana Toni, the Braisa said, Moitzian, you go and take the money away from the Yavam, Moitzim Yavam, and you buy Karka. Viat Amris, the Tovulei Avdolei. And Aitza Toivet means we suggest to him, and we talk to him, and we reason with him, we negotiate, but we don't go and say Moitzian. Moitzian means Balkarchai. And therefore, I have a right to me.
So Moitzian is Mashu Balkarch.
Exactly. The word Moitzian is Mashu Balkarch. As they Dr. Yosef to Abaye, it's Hodesh Alchuk, Amedam Yumi Berei, Diram Nechumi. Now we go back to Menyumi again. Remember, Menyumi was the one that said,
show me.
Let's see what Rav Yosef has to show. Amalu, Hachi Amar Rav Yosef, Hachi Amar Bar Amar Rav Yosef. This is what Rav Yosef said. Or Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi. Was that Rav Yosef Menyumi? No. It's by Menyumi, Omar. No, I'm sorry. Hachi Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi. Omar Rav Nachman, Zu Eina Mishnah. So now he said, Rav Nachman said, Dos is Nishka Mishnah. Maybe Rav Menyumi is saying it's Nishka Mishnah. But the point is that this is Nishka Mishnah. What means the Nishka Mishnah? This Braisa, which you just said now, the Mitzim Yovam, the Ikha Ben Karke, Boichal Peres, Sinishka Emes Tika Mishnah. What means that Emes? So Trashi is, Loi Nishish Mishnah Zubav Smedish, Vli Samchin Allah, Bamidi, you cannot rely on it. And the Rashi says on the bottom, the toy is for you. See, Mizan Epsa, mistake.
It's a Mishabeshta.
Exactly. My time, what's the reason why? Because Ile Mishim Dehavalu Metalkli. So now we're trying to understand, why would Rav Nachman say, Eina Mishnah? Why is that? Because we're talking about metalti. What's the metalti over here? The kesef, the money that the Yavam took as the original halva, and you're saying he has to go and return it, and you're saying, what do you have to return it for? Al ksuva, don't we normally say that you can only collect ksuva memikarkois, and not from metalti? So you're going to tell metalti the ksuva le mishabdi, and that's why this whole price is mishabeshta. After all, we had that in the Mishnah yesterday, that if the Shemeres Yovam fell to her Ksofim, or fell to her Peter's Tolushin, Yilkach Ben Karka. That was a mayor that holds that a Ksuva you could collect from Metaltali. So why are you saying ain't a Mishnah? Good to Mishnah. Maybe the reason why it's ain't a Mishnah is because the Yovam says to the Yavama, if my brother was still around, I would go and have a potential din toira with him. He would be the baldin saying, I'm the malvi, you're the loiva, pay back. But you, the Shemeres Yavam, la babadridiyat, you're not the baldobra over here. Says Rashi Kus, loy levisi elamiyachi, I didn't borrow the money from you, I borrowed the money from the estate. And I am now the executor of the estate because I'm now the brother, I'm the only yoirish, so I dictate over here. Who are you to go and question me about my halvos with my brother? And therefore, that's why Eina Mishnah. Says Yimara, that's also not a good reason, because Dilma Reb Nosani, maybe that Braisa goes according to Reb Nosani, that's the famous Shibudi Reb Nosani. The Sani, we learned that a Braisa Reb Nosani Oymer. That Minay Shibutiya Mizeh, Benoysen Lezeh. If you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon owes money to Levi. Shimon said, I cannot pay you because Reuven is not paying me. So Levi can go directly to Reuven. He doesn't have to go to Shimon. So here too, the woman can go and say, I can no longer go against the brother because he passed away, but I can go against you because you owed my husband, and now the husband owed me, and therefore I'll say Shmudim Nasin. It's time alone. Minos Lasher Hashem Life. So the point is, why are you saying that this price Mishabeshter is there? Good. So tomorrow Eli Ashkan Tana the Machmir Trei Chumri Beksuba. Because what comes out is the only reason why I would take the money out of the hands of the Yavam and put him back in the estate of the original Baal is if I have both halachas. Number one, that money which is metalklin is meshubah leksuva, so therefore I have to utilize Reb Meir's for it, and she's not a Balas Dovar, but you're going to go with Reb Nosson. So therefore you have to combine Reb Meir with Reb Nosson zusammen. Li'ashchan tana demach with Reichumi kiksuba. Eli ikra Meir, ikra Nosson, and therefore this Brisa of Yosef tried to prove that he is right, and if I is wrong, this price is Mishabeshta. Amarava Imkain, now that I just heard this Kansa Sugya, Handishmanali Labaya, that's why I heard Abaya say, and Barmanyumi say, and everybody else that said the Omazu Enemisht, I would realize why. Vlayadana Mayan, I never understood until now why Enemisht, but now you've explained it to me, because it cannot be that we hold both like Ramea, Mitramos, and Sazam, and I never found such a Mandi.